Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Technological leapfrogging there in China. Yesterday, David Petraeus, the general in charge of CENTCOM, was speaking before Congress. And he said that reminding Congress people that there will be nothing easy about the way ahead in Afghanistan and Pakistan. And he said that it is clear that achieving the objectives of the mission in Afghanistan and Pakistan is vital, but that the endeavors will require sustained, substantial commitment and unity of effort of all involved. Well, there are a lot of folks involved in these missions. The president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, and his counterpart from Pakistan, Asif Ali Zardari, met in the Turkish capital, Ankara, yesterday. Rob Watson joins us. He's the BBC defense and security correspondent. Aside from boots on the ground, Rob, this seems to be a very broad diplomatic effort to, on all fronts, attempt to advance the mission in Afghanistan and Afghanistan. What do you make, first of all, of the meeting between Hamid Karzai and Asif Ali Zardari?
Well, I guess we'll see that the proof of the pudding is in the eating. It's certainly true that as far as NATO and the United States are concerned, one of the few positives they've seen on the horizon in the last few months is the slightly warmer relations between Islamabad and Kabul, because it's absolutely well known that President Karzai and President and General Musharraf absolutely hated each other's guts, if I could put it as brutally as that. And the hope is, of course, that if you have better relations between Afghanistan and Pakistan, perhaps, with a strong emphasis on the perhaps, there could be better security along the border.
Well, is it conceivable that Zardari and Karzai could maintain a united front against, say, the very different Talibans in Afghanistan versus the Taliban operating in Pakistan?
Well, that's certainly the hope of the United States and its NATO allies. I think everybody also recognizes, however, that it's both essential and a long shot at the same time, because part of the problem that you have, if you like, is both a question of competence and political will on the side of the Pakistanis. What do I mean by that? Well, so far, that all the allegations from the United States and others are that there are still elements within Pakistan's military security establishment, if one could call it that way, mainly its intelligence service, who still actually sympathize with the militants. So you've got a real problem there. And I think there's also a separate issue as to whether, even if the Pakistanis really did have the will to take on this problem, could they really, along with the Afghans, with some international help, do they really have the means, do they have the right military tools to deal with this problem in the border areas? Because anyone who's ever flown over it knows that it's got to be about just the toughest place in the world to fight a counterinsurgency.
Well, speaking of the toolkit for peace in Afghanistan, it's conceivable that there may be a new tool in the box. Richard Holbrooke met with an Iranian official at a meeting on Afghanistan. There was an actual face-to-face meeting between Envoy Richard Holbrooke. What do you make, first of all, of the actual direct talks, direct contact between the U.S. and Iran? And is it conceivable that there could be boots on the ground cooperation with Iran as far as Afghanistan is concerned?
Well, there are certainly a couple of things being talked about. One, the Iranians, of course, have an interest in trying to help deal with the drugs problem, because Iran really is one of the great sufferers in all of this. It's got an absolute ton of heroin addicts in the country. And also, Iran has been talking about maybe acting as a supply route through to Afghanistan for U.S. and NATO soldiers on the ground, taking in non-lethal things to keep the operation going. But I think the big thing about this is, number one, it's an example of this kind of regional approach that the new Obama administration has been talking about, so that's important. But I think really, in many ways, Iran has more potential to be a spoiler, if you like, in Afghanistan, rather than something that, if it threw its weight behind it, it could really change things in a positive way. In other words, if it really wanted to be awkward, it could supply weapons to some very unpleasant people. But it's only really Pakistan that could really turn things around in the right way, if you see what I mean.
Very quickly, is the president of Turkey driving this, or is this Obama's policy playing out far from the G20 summit? Quickly, before we go.
It's everybody. It's everybody who wants to see an improvement in AFPAC.
All right. Rob Watson, BBC defense and security correspondent, talking about the meeting between the president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, and his counterpart from Pakistan, President Asif Ali Zardari. They met in the Turkish capital, Ankara, yesterday. A united front against the Taliban? We'll just have to see.